One Team.
Welcome back to the One Team podcast. There are 10 NAVSEA Warfare Center divisions, but they act as one team, leveraging the expertise and experience of partners across the enterprise. I'm Sheila Maloney. I support Warfare Center's headquarters corporate communications. And today I'm pleased to be talking with Mike Maldonado, systems engineer at NSWC Dahlgren Division and lead of the Modeling and Simulation Community of Interest. We're previewing this year's Modeling and Simulation Summit, which will be held from July 22nd to 24th, 2025 at Kitty Hawk Technologies in King George, Virginia. Thanks for joining me, Mike.
Thank you for having me, Sheila. I really appreciate it.
So this is the 7th annual summit organized and supported by the Modeling and Simulation Community of Interest, or COI. And this year's theme is Multidiscipline Analysis, Advancing Insights Across Multiple Fronts. This broad approach embraces collaboration across fields or disciplines to solve complex problems, and the Navy certainly has those. Please elaborate a bit on the theme and what participants and attendees can expect from this year's event.
Well, Sheila, thank you again for the time. I really appreciate it. So I hear you ask the question about the 7-hour summit. I still cannot believe it that this is our 7th year. But the summit provides an opportunity for people to come together from all spectrum from the modern simulation community and just have conversations on what are they currently working on, what are possible collaboration opportunities. We have a very diverse modern simulation community of interest. The people come from different technical spectrums. We actually go on the M&S pyramid all the way from the top to the bottom. So to have all these SMEs come together and just have conversations on what they're currently working on, learn about the presentations that they're doing. It is a very, very powerful opportunity for the Navy because, as you know, we all doing great job. We are serving the warfighters, which is our primary customer. But we don't have a lot of opportunities to understand what else is going on across the community. So the summit provides the perfect vehicle for the people to come together and have those conversations who are very, very valuable. And we know that because that has been input and feedback that we have received in the past.
So the 3-day summit will include keynote speakers, technical briefs, and panel discussions. For the first time, unclassified and classified panels will be held in the same location, unlike past events, which took place in 2 different locations. And there's another first. An unclassified panel discussion, Enhancing Modeling and Simulation Through Implementation of AI/ML, will include panel members from Virginia Commonwealth University and George Mason University. What are the goals in making these changes, and how important is it to share information and perspectives with academic partners in the modeling and simulation community, in addition to other organizations across the NRNDE?
That is a great question, Sheila. Last year was our first year where we actually have folks from academia come to the summit, attend, and do presentations. And it was such a great learning experience for the folks on the modern simulation community of interest that we wanted to enhance that participation this year. And that's why we decided to do the panel. As you know, machine learning AI is a very hot topic nowadays in our society, but how we can leverage the research that is going on in academia to implement it and the work that we do for the warfighter is something that we're really, really interested in on. We are understanding, we know for a fact that these problems that we are trying to fix are very complex and we're not going to be able to solve them by ourselves. So we're going to need to have multiple partnership with academia, other research organizations to help us come up with answers because this is a big priority now for the Navy, for the DoD, and any type of cross-pollination opportunities that we provide, I think that will be very, very effective for the community going forward.
What other highlights are you most looking forward to from this year's summit?
For me, it's actually seeing the folks coming together for the 3 days. As you know, we're all super, super busy working on our projects and our tasks, right? So to be able to have these 3 days where we can actually see the people in person, have conversation, learn more on what's the latest trend in the modern simulation area, how do we learn from each other, that's for me is the most rewarding thing. Every year after the summit is done, is completed, we actually receive feedback and input from the community of interest, saying thank you for putting this together. I'm going to be able to collaborate with so and so on this particular project. Now I know where I get data from, who I need to contact, and that for us is just like the biggest motivation to do this, because if we can help these collaborations and opportunities to establish partnership, that is a win not only for us but more importantly for the warfighter, and that's what we're here for.
And I'm assuming that that's what has kept us going after these 7 years.
Yes, we started super, super small. We only have people from Dahlgren in the first year. It was an internal MNS summit. But as we continue to do it, we started to receive interest from all the warfare centers, from all their SISCOMs. And now we have people coming, flying in from all the areas of the country. And now we have academia. So now it has become an event that is multi-organizational. And that is really, really important, because we have learned that by providing opportunities for people from different perspective, technical areas, that provides such a benefit and knowledge, learning opportunities, right? One of the biggest problems that we encounter most of the time is like, how do we do things, leverage work that's been already done, that we don't have to reinvent the wheel? So for us, the summit is an opportunity to provide that awareness that people can learn and leverage what has already been done, because at the end of the day, everything that we can improve on our side would benefit greatly the warfighter.
So for people who are listening and now are interested in learning more about the summit and how they can register to participate, where can they get that information?
We will be posting the registration information in our wiki page at NAVSEA, but also they can contact me, Mike Maldonado, lead of the Modern Simulation Community Interest, or they can also contact Sarita Wright. She is the chair for the Modern Simulation Summit this year. And if they cannot find either of us, they can always contact you, Sheila, and you can contact us, and we can provide all the information that is necessary.
That's great. And we will definitely, when we post this interview internally, we can get that contact information on our wiki. Anybody who's listening to this externally and is interested in participating, look us up and find us. And what's the deadline? There is a deadline coming up pretty soon to register, right?
Yes, the deadline is Friday, July 11th. If we get more interest going forward, we can probably do an extension. But if you can, please register on the 11th, because we're trying to do our count on how many people are coming. And we're currently working on the agenda, setting up the topics, because July 22nd will be here before we know it.
For sure. I think that just about wraps up this episode of the One Team Podcast about the upcoming Modeling and Simulation Summit, which will take place July 22nd through 24th at Kitty Hawk Technologies in King George, Virginia. If you haven't already, make sure that you register by July 11th. Thanks again, Mike Maldonado, for joining me, and thank all of you for listening.
Thank you so much, Sheila. Have a great day.